Hello and welcome to The Smart Chiropractor Season 2. I am Dr. Jeff Langmaid here with my host, Dr. Jason Deitch. In 30 minutes or less each week, we highlight the mindset and strategies you need to build and grow your practice in 2021 and beyond. All season long, we have been focused on e-commerce. How do you get a store up and running? How do you serve your patients at a higher level and deepen the bond and relationship that you have with them? On today's episode, which is episode 8, season 2, this is a grand finale of season 2, we're gonna wrap it all up, talk about how you can implement getting a store in e-commerce set up, where's the marketing fit in, and what are the next steps you can take to take action. So this is where the rubber meets the road, Jason, and let's pick it up right there.
Yeah, I guess the question is, you know, if people have listened to the different episodes, hopefully by now, I can't make the assumption, but hopefully by now we've explained in detail why a chiropractor would want a store like this. You know, you're serving your people better. It's another source of revenue. It is financial assurance in the event that there's COVID 20, 22, 23, etc. Even if you get injured or hurt, or even if you want to, for whatever reason, there's lots of chiropractors that are sort of stuck in their physical facilities and want to move for one reason or another. But the thought of starting a new practice from scratch, if all you are able to do is earn money over a table, is so daunting that you're, you know, anchored to where you are. Lots of reasons to do it. Hopefully by now you've figured this is a really good idea. But it does get into exactly what you're asking, which is it's a great idea, but am I able to really pull this thing off? And it's a perfect question because it's hard, as we've talked about all season long. I think, you know, let's sort of lay out some options just so everybody can sort of end this season with doing something with hopefully all the time they've invested. And I guess it starts, you know, on one end for those do-it-yourselfers, that you can always learn on YouTube. I mean, between Google and YouTube, you can search and watch all kinds of people teaching all kinds of things. You can go to YouTube and type in, how do I start a Shopify store? And learn, you know, how do I set up an email program? And how do I choose products? And there are people teaching things on YouTube about almost everything, including us. So one is, you know, basically kind of do it yourself, learn, figure it out, be a do-it-yourselfer. The other is there are different types of websites, one of them being Upwork, others are Craigslist and other sort of directories or places where people who know these things actually go to find work. And for the most part, the process is you sort of write up a proposal of the work you want somebody to do, and different people from around the world will reach out to you and go, I can do that, and, you know, basically give you a pitch as to what they'll do for how much money and what period of time. And if you know enough to know how to manage what you want, what you know you need them to do, what you know they will do and what they won't do, so you know what still needs to get done, that is another option. So you do it yourself, or you go find someone who hopefully knows about stores, about email, about promotion, about chiropractic and chiropractors, about selling. You know, if you can find one or a team of people to be able to help, you know, you learn those things, that's a second option. I guess the third option is us. Is there another option you can think of?
No.
Okay. So the third option is to, I guess, you know, like we call it smart chiropractor, because if you're smart, you work with people who have done these things, who are sort of farther down the line from exactly where you want to go. So, you know, if you're selling real estate, or if you're selling, you know, a commodity of other kinds that's not a chiropractor or about chiropractic care, we're probably not the people to work with. But if you're a chiropractor and you want to promote things and you want a store, I don't know if there's anybody better than us literally on the planet to actually help put this together. And it's because, you know, we've been doing the research. We've got such a strong foundation with the communication promotion side through the basic smart chiropractor program and platform, which effectively gets people into your practice. That same, I'll call it machine, communication machine, amplifier, works just as well, and we think in some cases even better, for e-commerce. And so our new platform, our Smart Care Store Network, basically allows to sell your favorite products to your favorite people. And I know of nothing simpler than, you know, you sign up, you set up your store, basically submit your, you know, information so that we know where to deposit the money, as in your bank account. So we know where every day that money goes. And for the most part, we kind of handle the rest as it relates to, you know, sales, websites, promotions, fulfillment, customer service, all handled, which is really the hardest part. But what it does, and the reason why we did this, and the reason we're teaching it, is because, you know, it allows chiropractors to do what really only a chiropractor can do. From the consumer side of things, we think of this as, you know, buy, find and purchase your favorite health professional's favorite things. And so this is a matter of curating your favorite products, making it available to your patients. Hopefully many of them would call you their favorite health professional, and then just staying in touch with them about why those things are your favorite things. Of course, if you are a Smart Chiropractor member now, the R is relevance. And so we will be basically doing a lot of this for you. Every monthly campaign and weekly topic will be connected to a physical product, a supplement, and in many cases, a knowledge product, so that most of this can be outsourced and done for you. And for the few chiropractors that go, whoa, wait, that's awesome, you'll do most of it for you, but can't I do some of it? There are many of you, there are more and more chiropractors, I should say, are realizing that this thing can actually be some fun and not just a chore. And I'm not saying everybody's going to feel that way. But I think, you know who you are. Those docs that go, wait a minute, I can do this. This is kind of fun. I like teaching. I don't mind being on camera and sometimes making a fool out of myself and feeling a little bit like an idiot, like we all do on camera. But that's the game. And ultimately, you stop thinking about your nerves and start thinking about the benefit people will get by learning from you, as we do. And you too can experience the same thing, which is helping people understand from you your favorite products and why you recommend them. And, you know, as we've said throughout the season, this is not about selling things. Most people are already buying some version of what they're asking you for. They're just paying other companies for the guess of what's best, as opposed to paying you for your knowledge and expertise to recommend what's specifically best for them. So I think everybody knows probably my favorite recommendation, which is to be smart, join the Smart Chiropractor and our e-commerce program. They are designed to fit together hand in glove. But listen, you know, test it out, you know, try to do it yourself. Recognize how hard it really is. Ask other people that, you know, you may know who are in e-commerce. You know, go sign up for a Shopify store and, you know, hear me now, believe me later. Go check it out. I've done it. I know a thing or two, and, you know, I'm overwhelmed within minutes in terms of, you know, really, I understand what it's about, but designing it and setting it up and knowing which templates and which frameworks and what, it's more than any, I'll say, civilian really is able to handle on their own. So those are the options that they got.
There's two pitfalls, I think, that you bring up. You sort of touched on them, but I'd love to drill down a little bit, because they're challenge points that a doc that gets out there and starts to make some progress towards having their store. These are two pitfalls that can really throw you off track. And one is if you're sitting there thinking, you know what, I have a supplement company I love to work with, and they gave me a store, and you know, I'm doing okay, not as well as I'd like to, but I have some things going on through there. And one of the big pitfalls and challenges with that is that it's very limited typically to only those supplements, because it's through a specific company. So your access to really sell your favorite things is not true. It gets crushed, right? So that's one thing. I think I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But the second piece of that is maybe your website company. Maybe you've had a store or somebody else cloned something for you, and you're like, I think I can just get this together. And the big component of that, there's actually two pitfalls with that. One is product selection. Again, how do you get distribution and drop shipping where you don't have to have all the inventory, all of those things that we broke down over the course of the season. And the second part, which I'm gonna say is potentially even more important, is you don't have the promotional and the marketing behind it, right? You could have the SKUs, you could have the availability to have the stuff in the aisles, but you got to get the people in there. And that's really where the added benefit of a smart care store comes into play, is it ties into those monthly campaigns, those weekly topics, and those daily posts, so that not only do you have the availability to have your favorite things, but you have the systems and processes that drive consistent traffic to them, which ultimately equals purchases.
Yeah, that's two questions. Let's handle the first one first. The first one is, most times you don't have a store, you've got a place to buy your favorite supplements, which obviously you can call a store, but that's a place to buy supplements, not all your favorite things. And we believe that in many cases, people want to learn more. Standing desks is a perfect example. They are becoming more and more popular. More and more chiropractors are getting rid of their regular desks, whether it's the front desk or their own desk in their consult area. We were at Dr. Seth's office yesterday, got rid of his old desk, and he's got, you know, a beautiful new electric desk. And patients are now going, "Where'd you get that, doc? Do you think I should have one too?" So the right thing to do is go, "Oh, this is my favorite desk, and I have it in my store, and this is my favorite one at the best price." You've done the due diligence for them. The other thing about that, just to mention, and I'm not a lawyer, but lawyers have told me, healthcare lawyers have told me, that there is risk in receiving payment from other companies' places. I know it's specific to referrals, MRI centers. You can't refer them and get a kickback. There's question, depends on the state, depends on, you know, what your situation is, but there seems to be a gray area legally about sending someone to a website and then having that company pay you, I guess what you'd call a commission. And so sometimes when it quacks like a duck, it is a duck, and in some cases, just buyer beware, right? Just be careful of that. That is actually the number one hurdle that really has been the hesitating factor that got us to take so long to do what we did, was to solve for exactly that one issue. As far as the second, you know, question in terms of, you know, plug me into where you want to go with that.
Yeah, you can have a store and products, but if you can't get people's eyes on it, you know what I mean? There's plenty of great restaurants out there that serve good food that don't have anybody that's going in, and that's a problem. And the same with the store. You can have a store, but do you have the marketing and the promotion arm to get people across the finish line?
There are website companies I've actually worked with in the past years ago that have launched stores. But it's the store. It ain't the products. It's not the drop shipping. It's not the customer service. It's not everything that goes in. It's a store. And there are some distributors that offer stores. So, you know, you can put up your store. What you described is the hardest part of the equation. And I should say this, it's the other big hardest part. The hardest part is setting it up. But once you've set it up, now the second hardest part is, or maybe even the harder part from that, they're both hard. That's what we keep saying, is consistent promotions. This is the same thing we say at the Smart Chiropractor with just general marketing for your practice. It's content and consistency. That's the same problem, content and consistency. The other part of this, I think that's the nuance that is the difference that makes the difference, and it's what we refer to as the difference between serving and selling. And that usually when you think e-commerce, you think selling. And oftentimes, it's an icky feeling for most of us. None of us want to feel like we're salespeople when we're actually professionals. And I'd say it's probably the number one sort of hurdle most chiropractors have in selling products is the selling part. And so it's one thing if you sort of prescribe things because somebody comes in, they got a symptom, and that's your way of treating conditions and so on. But for other chiropractors that are really chiropractors first and, you know, may not treat symptoms but do believe in helping people with their lifestyle choices, then teaching and inviting consistently is the model. So you can stay in the sense of feeling like, I'm just teaching people, I'm just serving them, and my store is a convenience. It is helping them sort of curate the best products at the best price. And keeping people informed on a regular basis is a skill and a talent. How to make sure that your communications are education-oriented and not just sales-oriented. How to not turn off patients because they're like, dude, you know, enough already with the emails. That is also one of chiropractors' number one things. It's like, do I have to send so many emails? It's a very common thing. And the answer isn't in the quantity of the emails, it's in the quality of the emails. You and I both know from experience, both positive experiences and not so positive experiences, that when we default to our preference of, well, let's not bother them so much, there's a very real difference in your revenue than when you go, you know, there's a human psychology to urgency and scarcity and consistency. And there is a psychology to using email in a way that inspires people to go, I got it. Thank you for this special offer. I'll take advantage of that now. Knowing the psychology of it maybe going away or being a member of the program and getting discounts and so on. So we wrap all of our, you know, I'll say school of hard knocks education into all of this. And that's part of why I think the done for you is not just setting up your store, not just setting up all of the financial stuff that's necessary, all the curated products, all the drop shipping customer service, but it's exactly what you're describing, which is the psychology of promotion and doing the actual promotions with the technology, with the done for you campaigns. And we are at the dawn of, I think, a massive revolution. I think, you know, you'll always have something like an Amazon in some fashion or format, but the limiting factor to Amazon, and I know what they're going to pick up on soon, you know, they've got influencer programs going because they understand exactly what we're talking about here, that it's not just about having a selection, and it's not just about having a selection at the best price with free shipping. It's having somebody who you trust to drive you to the products you should get, and in many cases, people will pay a premium for that than just the, you know, commoditized deep discount. And I know that because, you know, whatever it is, whether it's services, you know, you got Supercuts and you still have high-end haircutters, right? You could argue people don't just want the cheapest option every time. Service, relationships, quality, and even I'll dare say prestige all factor into these the question of buying, and that's what they get when they work with us.
Well, the other thing I think is very important is, you know, everybody has those doctors, I think, that we all can think of that are our superstars, that we look up to, that we admire, that we see what they're doing, and we're like, yeah, I resonate with that guy or gal. I like them. I'm just into what they do. And I'm going to say all of us also know our patients that think that way of us, right? You know, and all of us have within all of the patients that we see these, you know, these sort of groups of individuals. We're like, these are just, this. I know I'm having a good day when I see Sally, Jane, Jim, these are my people. They're on the schedule today. I'm jazzed, I'm pumped. I know that they're into what we do here. And I think extending your opportunity to serve them, create revenue, and ultimately, they're going to love to check out your favorite things, because just as you would think to yourself for whoever you look up to and believe in and really would love to know more about their lifestyle, you brought it up earlier, you know, you can flip through these magazines and, you know, you look in like GQ and it's like, what is like this NBA basketball player, the five things he can't travel without, right? And whatever it might be. And it's like, I've looked up those things multiple times and been like, oh, that's interesting. Let me check that out, right?
Exactly.
So it's really the same way as a healthcare professional. You do have influence, whether you think of yourself as an influencer or not, you do have influence over a group of individuals in your community who know, trust, and like you. And being able to sort of, what I'm going to say, almost extend your brand, again, beyond, now that doesn't take away from anything of the importance of the hands-on care that you deliver. I'm going to say it emphasizes that because now you have complementary items that help support your mission, your message, and your values. And it gives you the opportunity as well to sort of stabilize and diversify some of the revenue that you're getting in probably what I'm going to say is the most literally and figuratively ethically way possible. Like it is, as you've said, recommending your favorite things to the individuals who have built a relationship with you. I can't think of anything better, even if we trace it back to the original definition of a doctor.
I completely agree. And everything you just said is 2 to 10 times more true now during these pandemic times. And who knows what the world will be like when people are listening to this. But as of this recording, you know, we heard, in fact, Dr. Seth say that yesterday. He said, you know, to your point of those people that love to see their chiropractor, there are people that are going, I go nowhere right now. I mean, right now in California, it's kind of still shelter in place. We're code red or purple or something. They're saying, you shouldn't go anywhere that's not essential anymore as we enter the holidays. Now, hopefully, you know, in 2021, maybe things have loosened up. Maybe they've gotten worse. We don't know by the time you're listening to this. But to that point, the idea of having somebody you trust, as in your chiropractor, right? So they were saying, I only go for hikes and I come to the chiropractor. That's all I'm doing. So if people are coming to your practice still now under these circumstances, they're loving you. They're trusting you. They see the value in, like, if I'm going to take the risk and leave my house, it better be for something good. And not only good, but probably beneficial for my health. And that's the same trend with e-commerce, right? I mean, as yesterday's news, UPS is actually throttling major companies like L.L. Bean and Nike because there's too many orders that are being shipped right now. That just shows to the extent that people want the convenience of buying a product and having it sent to them at home. So if you put those two trends together, I only want to go either hiking on my own or to my chiropractor, and I really want to only buy things online for the convenience of having them shipped to me, then having my chiropractor recommend their favorite things and drop shipping to my house is about the greatest thing I could ask for these days.
The only thing better is to do that while you're hiking. Is that a fair statement? So but Doc, now, you know, I think we've gone through so much this season in terms of that we started with some of the mindset of e-commerce, breaking down also then why is this important? Why is it something that you should consider? And clearly, I think for the docs who have stuck with us throughout this season, it is something that they understand. Not only are they interested in, but they understand that real value. If we were to leave with a few parting words and maybe an action step or two, what would you recommend?
I think there's a couple of different things to do to just sort of go, well, what's the next step for me to try? I think it would be a great exercise for a doctor to actually write down their, you know, pretend you're being interviewed for GQ or Women's Daily or whatever it is. And write down, you know, what are the 20 essential products that you would take on a deserted island if you couldn't take anything else? What are the essentials? And just start getting a sense for, not, you know, outs as a consumer, right? Not as a, I'm a chiropractor, what should I recommend? But as a consumer, right? What are the things that are most important and beneficial to my, I'll say, life as it relates to your health? Okay, I'm not your favorite movie and not your favorite iPod or, you know, music or whatever. But as it relates to your health and your healthy lifestyle. I think it'd be interesting for people to kind of go, what are my favorite things? The other thing, it would be maybe to start asking patients, you know, asking people to come in, that come in, you know, what things do you buy for your health now? Where do you buy them? And for those that you've got a good enough relationship with, who've been there for a while, maybe not somebody who just started care yesterday, but, you know, ask them their opinion. You know, would you think that there's value if I shared with you my favorite things and actually had a store where you could buy them at a really good price? Would that be a convenience to you? Would you want to buy them from me? Do you like buying them from GNC, Walmart, Target, Costco? You know, would you consider it? And just get some feedback. You know, I'd say ask your staff, but, you know, sometimes they think what they hear in your question is more work. So, you know, as long as they know that it's not more work for them, but maybe more bonus for them, because there are ways as you profit from this store, you could bonus them in. The doctor's really only goal is to go, here, we've got a place where we share our favorite things. And you should go there and just, we'll take care of the rest. You know, I think getting that list together, asking patients, just sort of get a sense and feel is probably the best place to start. And then, you know, you sort of make sense to you and you think it's a really good idea. There's not a lot of risk in doing it our way. There is a lot of risk in trying to do it yourself. And there's a substantial risk in, you know, paying people to do a particular task that doesn't really understand the complete you know, process. You know, building a store just gets you, you know, open. That doesn't get a sale. It doesn't mean you made a dollar. It just means you could make a dollar. So that's what makes, you know, our formula so, I'll say, unique, different, and valuable. You get the store, you get the products, you get the drop shipping, you get the customer service, you get the training, you get the community, and you get to see, you know, what's selling best. And learn, you know, from others who are doing this successfully. But, you know, ultimately it's a process you got to learn. Everybody gets there in their own way. Some people are ready to go, you know what? I see the writing on the wall. You know, I better, you know, I think I can get 25% of my revenue to be from, you know, e-commerce. Others, you know, maybe be like, wait, this is the perfect next step for me. You know, I'm trying to sell my practice, or I want to move, or who knows what. This is the perfect way for me to continue to generate revenue without having to be over a table day in and day out. Ultimately, it is the best of both worlds. The busier your practice, the busier your store will be.
Yep.
The bigger your email list, the more people you connect with, the more people you teach or do webinars from and so on, the bigger the audience of people who will want your favorite things. And ultimately, I guess, depending on when, you know, people are listening or watching, ask our clients who are successful doing it. You know, we'll have them in our private Facebook group and so on, and they'll be sharing their experience of, boy, that was easy. I'm really grateful for the feedback I'm getting. My patients love this. And I certainly don't mind the additional thousands of dollars per month extra, you know, coming in earmarked for a particular something.
I love it. If you are interested in e-commerce, be sure to head over to The Smart Chiropractor. We have an array of tools, resources, guides for you to get going. As Jason said, if you are serious about it, you want to get up and running quickly and have the best results. And we're going to encourage you to check out our Smart Care stores over at The Smart Chiropractor. Season 2, this has been awesome. And we are looking forward to Season 3. If you need to catch up on any previous episodes, you can do so on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. We're going to ask you if you could please take a moment and leave us a rating, review, or feedback. That helps more and more docs find out about this podcast. If you have any questions or feedback directly for us, again, you can head over to thesmartchiropractor.com. Smart Chiropractor Podcast Season 2 has been all about e-commerce. We hope it has been successful and engaging for you. We've had a blast doing it. We can't wait for you to tune in just a few short weeks for Season 3. Bye-bye.
This episode brought to you by The Smart Chiropractor. At The Smart Chiropractor, we solve the two biggest chiropractic marketing challenges, content and consistency. We combine an incredible content library with powerful automation tools to supercharge your marketing. The result? More new patients, more referrals, and more reactivations with automated digital content marketing. Here's what Dr. Mike Marino had to say. The Smart Chiropractor's content, auto-posting, and other tools is simply the best ROI I have seen in 20 years of practice. To learn more and get started, visit thesmartchiropractor.com today.